On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU soccer team posted their first win of the season last weekend. Defeated Minot in overtime. Catherine Bjorg, a defenseman from Prior Lake, with us. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
In your time here, BSU has not struggled out of the gates quite as much as you guys had this year. Is it something that you guys were thinking about?
I just don't think we were prepared this season. We lost a lot of starters last year and had a lot of new freshmen. So it was really hard to kind of connect again as a whole team.
You guys have gotten yourselves into an early hole, each of the losses. As a defender, how much do you take that personally? As a group, how much do you need to rally around each other?
I don't know if I take it personally so much. We're a team, and whether we win or lose as a team. And I don't necessarily think it's a hole that we're in, because we need to ultimately do well in the conference, and we haven't started our conference games yet. So I think we're going to step it up. I think we're going to be pretty good this year.
Quite a few new faces on this team. How have they kind of gelled together with all of you upperclassmen and kind of become a single team now and not just a bunch of new people?
They fit in really well, actually. We've gotten along great. We hang out outside of practice. So it's nice having a whole team come as one instead of individuals for, you know.
After losing, and I hate to bring this up, but 5-0 in Duluth, the Colorado School of Mines on Friday, was it a good thing to have to go sit on a bus again all the way out to Minot and a couple of days later and think about things? Or would you rather, you know, just play it at home or just played right away, you know, in Duluth again, as opposed to having to sit and think about it so long?
It was nice to sit and think about it, because then we could, like, kind of rally ourselves together and get excited. And then we, you know, hit Minot hard, came right out of the gates, and it was nice to win after losing that bad.
You guys aren't home until October, which is really an odd schedule. Did you guys go into the season knowing that you might struggle early on just because you're not at home?
I think we had some thoughts we might struggle just because we did lose so many seniors last year and we gained about 10 freshmen this year. You know, for the away games all this month, it's nice to get them over with so we can stay home, you know. But, I mean, week after week after week, being on the road is really hard. And I think that's why we struggled at first a little bit, too.
How has your role changed this year, if at all? And what did you do in the offseason to get yourself ready?
It didn't change too much. I still feel like I'm a leader on the team. And being a defenseman, we kind of have the same back line a little bit as we did last year. One new face, the freshman Mari. Other than that, I feel like we have pretty much the same roles.
All right. Congratulations on the win and good luck.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU soccer team, log on to BSUBeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.